The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
A Talk Radio Countdown Show. What an experience. What a pleasure. And along with me, Doug Steffen, enjoy the pleasure of Michael Harrison's company, is all of you around the country every weekend for many years. We've been producing Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, has the overview from the study that's been done by the folks on his staff of the top 10 topics of the week, and the people who are the subject of lots of scrutiny. I don't know whether we would say there are any surprises here. There are a lot of things bubbling under the surface, too, I think, Michael, this week, not only with politics being what they are, but just in general happenings here and there. So why don't we go through the top 10 list and see what we have to talk about, because you and I always seem to make interesting conversations, sometimes about directly the things that are on the list and sometimes things that are just a part of good conversation and good talk radio programs.
It's all about conversation. It's all about storytelling. It's all about chemistry and good relationships. And there's nothing really surprising about this list because it's out there for everybody to hear when you turn on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes the obvious is interesting when you put a frame around it. And that's really what we're doing here. We're framing the obvious. At number 10 is basketball. The Golden State Warriors, the team that plays in the Bay Area, have set a record. They won more games this season than any NBA team in history, including the great Chicago Bulls with Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen and Dennis Rodman and all those guys, if you remember that back in the 80s, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big deal. Everybody's talking about that. And, of course, the Major League Baseball season is happening.
Wasn't there a big to-do about Kobe Bryant in his last
game? Kobe Bryant scored 60 points in his last game, which is something out of a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe Bryant, for people who don't follow basketball, is one of the great stars of all time. He just retired. They played the last game of the season, and he scored it'd be like the last baseball game for a slugger who's retiring and hitting four home runs.
Okay, now would you say that because I refuse to talk about Kobe Bryant and that I wasn't doing my job? I don't like him. I don't like his reputation. I don't like what he's done with his life off the court. So I just, I don't want to talk about people like that because all it does is glorify, in my mind, somebody who's a scumbag.
Well, if that's the case, if
then we would talk about anybody.
I was going to say, well, is he number one on your scumbag list?
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
uh-huh.
I would say 70 to 80% of the people we talk about on this in this conversation are less than stellar personalities.
With the exception of you and me, of course.
Well, and I and the old joke used to go, and I sometimes have my doubts
right,
about you.
Yeah, right.
As ever died, we have the North Carolina and Mississippi anti-LGBT laws. That's got a very interesting topic you talk about.
People said to me, I got an email from somebody who said, what does LBGT stand for? Lesbians, bisexuals, gays, and transvestites. Right? Do they always put the letters in that order, or is it sometimes in
I don't know. We're reaching the point in our society where everything has to, what do they call it, where you use the letters and not the words?
An acronym.
It's an anachronistic
society. Yes.
But you have to have, people have to have you have to have a code book, a glossary mm-hmm. of terms.
Right. Like, what do these various things mean when you use these little symbols when you send an email to somebody and you just click on an emoticon? What does that mean? And you need a definition. I had Meredith, a lady in my life, gave me a book last year at Christmas with all of these various symbols that she uses that I can never figure out. What do they mean? What does a little box mean?
Well, the big ones with the letters is OMG.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
And LOL.
Well,
and
laughing out loud.
And BTW.
By the way.
And BFF.
Best female friend.
Could be. Best friend forever.
Yeah, oh, okay.
I used to think that was a sarcastic remark. That, oh, I got my new best, you know, my new best friend, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it actually is serious. But you know, soon we'll be taking shortcuts for so many things that the English language would be unrecognizable to somebody who came from the past.
Look at the language is unrecognizable now because of the way we abbreviate everything in texting.
That's what I'm
talking about. Out the window. You know, what penmanship's gone. It's gone.
Yeah. It is ultimately destructive. There are benefits to it.
Yeah.
But it's destructive in as much as the more colors you have on your palette, the more vivid your painting can be. And language is, in fact, like painting with colors. Each word, each nuance creates a different depiction of reality. So people who really were wordsmiths and people who were great writers and literature and people of letters were, in fact, able to convey ideas that simple, you know, plain, abbreviated, thoughtless conversation can't do. And we're losing something. We are really losing our intelligence and our ability to communicate.
Yep.
At number 8, we have the Panama Papers fallout. At number 7, we have 9/11 documents declassification. The Brexit threats at number 6, and I was trying to figure out what Brexit meant.
Could you help us understand what that is?
Britain exiting the European Union. The EU is sort of an attempt to turn all of the Western European countries into some type of a unified state that recognizes, of course, their individual sovereignty and cultures, but connects them in terms of economics. The euro being the unit of measure, so if you go to France, you're not dealing with, you know, francs, and you're not dealing with all of the different currencies. Although England has always been in it in a kind of a resistant way, and they still have their pound, and now they're threatening to exit, so they're calling it Brexit. And that has all kinds of serious implications to the economy and politics of Europe, and thus the world. And at number 5, we have the Chicago Police Task Force report. Chicago's got its problems. At number 4, U.S. Navy and the Russian jets incident. The Russian jets buzzed the American
warship.
Yeah, it is amazing.
Video of that? Oh, my God.
You know, maybe they thought it was a football game. Who knows? At number 3...
You know what's most fascinating about that, though, Michael? That the reason that our ship didn't attack them is because they have enough... They have technology on the ship that told them that there were no weapons on those planes. That's why they didn't attack them.
Star Trek.
Yeah. They knew what was the planes were just there without any inventory, so they let them buzz around. Amazing.
Crazy. Our relationship with Russia at this point is very, very troubling. It's crazy, and it's hard to understand. At number 3, Afghanistan, Taliban activity. At number 2, the U.S. Islamic State military policy. That's the way our editor said it. We're basically talking about how we deal with ISIS. And the presidential race is number 1. I mean, come on. I mean, this thing is just the national circus.
Everybody's getting nasty now.
Yeah, well, this past week you may have seen Hillary and Bernie going at it, and they were really just... It was like the last round of a 12-round championship match, and they just start pounding on each other.
And they're supposed to be friends, for God's sakes.
Well, you know, it's the problem they face is that they've got to be careful not to divide the party so that when one of them becomes the nominee, that one is able to at least get the people that supported the other to come out and vote.
Yep.
See,
right.
if Hillary beats up Bernie too badly, a lot of the millennials...
She'll stay home.
Yeah,
yep,
yeah.
They will.
Yeah, and that could hurt. So, and it's not outside, you know, possibility that they'll run as a ticket.
Together, the two of them, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Well, look what happened to Obama and Hillary, and it was her choice not to be the vice presidential nominee.
Yes.
That's why Joe Biden got it.
Yeah, but she was his ally when she was Secretary of State.
Yes, yeah.
And I'm not sure which is a bigger position.
Secretary of State?
Yeah, those are
Secretary
two very important. The vice president is important, obviously, for for obvious reasons. But in terms of day-to-day policy and power, I would think the Secretary of State is more of an influential role.
All right, speaking of roles,
did
you know this week there was a study done, the research shows that if your toilet paper goes down, if you take it from the bottom, you are a Republican, and if you take it from the top, you are a Democrat.
Research shows this.
Scientific research showing your toilet paper will indicate what your political preferences are. I wanted you all to be the first to hear that. Nobody else is talking about that, but we are here on the weekly Talk Radio Review. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We are not serving anybody over 40 today.
Are you for real?
That distressing dialogue is part of an AARP hidden camera food truck experiment about age discrimination. Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP and author of Disrupt Aging, explains the mission behind the project.
The social experiment was our way of bringing a harsh reality out into the open. Age discrimination happens in the workplace every day behind closed doors.
Jenkins says it's time for all of us to disrupt aging by embracing the realities of getting older.
50 is not the new 30, it's 50. And what a great age it is, since people over 50 are actively planning for the next 30 years of life.
According to AARP, in the year 1900, the life expectancy was 47. Today it's 78. And if you make it to 65, you can expect to live 19 more years.
Older people are contributing to society through work and volunteering at record levels, so they're obviously doing all they can to live life to the fullest.
To learn more, visit disruptaging.org.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
How do we attain peace? It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Retired Alan West, Executive Director of the National Center for Policy Analysis. In a chaotic world where global security is threatened, how do we find peace? Does it come from creating a false reality that fits a certain political ideology? History has proven that any attempt to compromise, appease, or legitimize an enemy only serves to embolden them. It appears as weakness and gives them a sense of strength and superiority. President Reagan coined the mantra peace through strength, and it gave hope and empowerment to our allies and those seeking the beacon of liberty. He put the enemies of freedom on notice and demanded that the wall of tyranny be torn down, and it was. No one wants to advocate for war, but the fight is upon us, and peace in our time does not come by surrender or appeasement. Peace comes through strength. It's your country. And I'm Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.
Hi, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio. Talkers Television is here with our weekly overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. We didn't get through the people list, though, did we?
No, we just started the people list. And you were saying something about toilet paper before the break.
So, very important, yes.
Those kinds of research, that type of research is meaningless research. You could find parallels and numbers and statistics for a lot of things that don't necessarily connect to some kind of an underlying point. They do that in sports all the time. You know, well, so-and-so is at the plate. He has a history of getting a hit two out of three times when the temperature is above 70 degrees and it's cloudy and the grass is very green. It's a statistic, but it has no bearing in any kind of real reason. So I just wanted to mention the toilet paper story that you
Thank
said.
You. We only have a few seconds.
Yeah, well, let's take a break, and then we come back with the people. Is that your job to say that?
No, that's right. Either one of us can.
Squeeze 10 people in 20 seconds?
I bet you can.
I can, but that would be unfair to the listeners.
Well, it would be unfair to the people, too.
That's true, too.
If we keep talking about it, we don't have to do it because we'll have filled up the time.
But we know that these people on this list are all questionable characters.
A-level. They're A-level people. They're on the A-level of conversation. I'm waiting for the week that Kevin O'Leary is on. Do you know who Kevin O'Leary is?
Not a clue.
Kevin O'Leary is one of the sharks on Shark Tank, and he's quite an interesting character in and of itself. He'd be a good interesting politician, actually. 21 past the hour here on the countdown.
non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does at 23 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. The list of the top 10 items on the survey this week, he's gone through those already, but he has him. Michael, I was told in English you never refer to the person when you're with them as he or him. You refer to them by their name.
Really?
Yeah, it's very impolite to when you're in my presence for me to say he. In fact, it's Michael, or I'm looking
wow.
at you. It's impolite, so I don't want to be impolite to you. Michael has the list of the top 10 people who are on the resource list from Talkers as far as conversation is concerned. These are the big names.
These are the big names. At number 10, we have Bruce Springsteen. Mm. At number 9, we have Stephen. How do you like that name? Stephen Curry. And have you been confused for him lately?
I have not. Nobody calls me Curry Stephen. Sometimes
there you go.
My given name is Dudley. Sometimes I'm Dudley Stephen. Sometimes I'm Stephen Dudley.
I love that name, Dudley. I think you should be Dudley Stephen.
On the air?
Oh, God, yes.
Really?
I think that your whole career would explode. You'd become 10 times more popular.
Really?
Yeah, Dudley is a name that you just can't get out of your head.
Mm-hmm.
Dudley, it's a cool name. I used to think that your real last name was Dudley.
Really?
Hey, it goes back to the day that when all the talk show hosts were gathered in line in front of the White House to get into that thing that we put on.
Yes.
The Hillary's debut of her medical proposals.
Yes.
And they were announcing all of the hosts at the door by their real names because it's the White House.
Yeah.
And some of them were having conniptions.
Right.
That
real names.
Would hear their real name.
Right, yeah.
And they called you Dudley.
Yes.
And I said, oh, his name is Doug Dudley.
Doug Dudley.
So, Stephen Curry is number 9. David Cameron is number 8. Rahm Emanuel is number 7. Mm. Vladimir Putin is number 6. Bernie Sanders. Gosh, he was angry on Thursday night at number 5.
Got dandruff too, you know.
Hillary, number 4.
She does not have dandruff.
No, she's pretty well coiffed.
Yes, she is coiffed well, yeah. But she spends a couple of $100 for that every time she gets it.
She's looking actually pretty good.
Yeah.
And Ted Cruz.
Well, that's a sexist remark. Wait a minute.
No. Ted Cruz is looking pretty good, too.
He's not looking good at all. He looks like death warmed over. He looks horrible.
I think Ted Cruz is the handsomest man I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
I'm even considering becoming an LGBT.
Yeah.
That's sure. That'll attract the bass. That's good.
Number two, we have Donald.
How do you know
Trump.
He isn't already one? That's the question.
Who, Donald Trump or Ted Cruz?
No, Cruz.
I don't know. Cruz is mysterious, but he's. I'll tell you one thing. Whether you like Cruz or not politically, he plays the game very intelligently.
He's a very smart. What does he call him? What does Trump calls him? He rigged everything.
He calls him Lion Ted.
Yeah.
But and Ted says that Donald Trump is engaging in what they call projection in psychology, where you blame
right.
other
mirroring.
People.
It's also mirroring.
For what you do, yeah.
Yeah, right.
And it's very interesting.
You don't like other people for what you do yourself.
Exactly, exactly. You see that all the time.
Yep.
So Trump is at two this week, and yep. Barack Obama is number one.
How
and there you
happen?
Have the cast of characters that are the lead players in this reality circus called current events.
So how did Obama become number one? He's just the president. He's not Trump.
I know.
What's
Isn't that crazy? Anything
yeah.
can happen.
My heavens. That's something that we ought to look into. Now, you had Bruce Springsteen on the list. Is that because of his cancellation of concerts in these areas where the...
No, because he's got this cool new album coming out. Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah. Album number 49. Yes, yeah, so it'll be something new.
Bruce Springsteen gets on the list of most talked about because he cancels the show.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's got strong feelings. He's that the New Jersey blue-collar guy. And their roots go pretty deep, and people pay attention to that sort of thing.
Yeah, no, that's
part of the story.
He's definitely a populist guy, and people do.
For sure.
Follow what he says.
28 after the hour here on this week's Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigMoneyBig.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. BigMoneyBig.com. That's BigMoneyBig.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen. The list of the heavy 100 hitters, the hot voices and minds in the world of News Talk Radio, published every year by Talkers Magazine. And as part of our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, it would be interesting to have Michael go through, I don't know if you want to go through the list, but talk about the highlights and what sort of interest there is. The news media always seems to be interested in this list.
Yeah, the list is painful for us. It's very difficult. It's a subjective list. It's imperfect. It doesn't measure any one quantitative aspect of things. The word is important, not best, not biggest. And it's important that we do it, but it's...
Why is it important? That's a question.
I think it gives observers of the scene, both within the industry and outside, something to hang a hat on in terms of conversation about who's doing what. It gives us a chance to point out newcomers that are on the way up, people that deserve credit, and who the really heavy players are, in some cases, who are besmirched by political things. You know, for example, Rush Limbaugh is constantly being knocked. I mean, you'd think that Rush Limbaugh was on his last legs for the last 20 years to listen to the critics.
It just goes to show you that they don't, speaking of critics, they don't get it. They don't get him, but he doesn't care because they don't have to get it or him. The audience that supports and follows him needs to get him.
Bingo.
And that's why he's successful. It doesn't make any difference about the rest of the stuff. It's all nonsense.
But for years, I'm out there on the front line.
Yeah.
As a spokesperson, not the only one, but I'm one of the guys quoted most often when they do stories about radio.
Right.
And I try to clarify these things. You know, how many times I've had reporters call me and say, is Howard Stern washed up? I mean, the fact that, you know, he's no, you don't
hear him talked about anymore. I said, you're doing a story in a major newspaper about the fact you don't hear him talked about? Isn't he kind of conspicuous by his absence? You know, and that's the same thing. Rush Limbaugh's no longer influential, and you see headlines all over the place. Well, if you're not being influential is headline material, isn't there something, you know, convoluted about that, you know, thinking?
Yeah.
Of course he's important, or you wouldn't be writing about it. When you become unimportant, nobody cares that you're unimportant.
Mm-hmm.
When you lose influence and you fade and you're a has-been, one of the marks of that is that you don't have people criticizing you.
Mm. You know, what you're bringing something back to my mind. In stories that have been written about me over the years, whether it be about radio or some of the other things that I do in my life, I would always be surprised when the story was right. And I began yes. over the years to think about, okay, is this just me? When they write stories about me and things that have been going on that I'm involved in, and they're right versus the over preponderance of stories that have been written about me that were wrong. And again, it's not just about my professional life here. It's the things that I do on my farm, that sort of thing. Just plain wrong. Mm-hmm. And so you multiply that out or ask, using the same scrutiny, is it that bad in general reporting everywhere?
Yes.
And what we find in people following the talk radio world talking to you, it is. And I use that same principle to apply to every story that you read. The people who are writing these stories don't have a clue. They're nincompoops. They don't know what they're talking about. They don't have
quite
information.
Quite often, you have reporters writing about stories about subjects they don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And they're assigned it, and they do a quick job. It's work, and they get it done, and they make a lot of mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, I often will have a reporter call me about radio or media or sociology, all the aspects of it that I talk about, and they'll say, listen, I don't normally write about radio. I do the gardening beat, but they asked me to do this story, and I say to myself, oh, gosh, I'm in trouble, because I often have to explain to them that the premise of their question is wrong, that it's not just that I can't answer it because to answer it would be to lie, because that the premise is wrong. Mm-hmm. And then you get into this whole conversation, and in that you find out that it doesn't matter. Their editor told them to do the story, and if the story is, why is the sky red? You cannot explain to them that the sky is blue, because they have to find out why. And they'll find somebody who'll say, well, the sky is red because it's full of ketchup. And then that story gets
really
in.
That's why this guy gets red. I didn't know that. God.
Yeah, because of ketchup.
Wow. The organic or just regular ketchup?
It depends on how it's spelled.
Mm-hmm.
Ketchup or a C
versus ketchup. Cats.
Yeah, don't you love that when you have doing generic terms versus brand names?
Yeah. Well, it just goes to show you how silly most of this stuff is. But yet people take it. One of the big stories this week is the Zika virus and all of the play and the hoopla around it. I think it's important if you're pregnant and if you're going to go to Central America. But the real end to the story is you can buy a band that has citronella on it. And it costs $18 for 10 of them. And you can wear them every day, and you'll be around 1,000 mosquitoes, and they won't land on you because they can't stand citronella. Mm. So how come everybody isn't talking about that? Instead, the government's going to put $2 billion into research to find out how we're going to engineer genetically a fly and a mosquito that are neutered. So that when they either eat the mosquito or when the male mosquito has sex with a female mosquito, he's impotent, and sooner or later all of the mosquitoes will die because of that.
Wow.
How about that?
Suicide. But, you know, and then you don't know if we kill off all the mosquitoes, if that affects some kind of balance that eventually wipes out humanity because we need the mosquito for something else.
Yeah.
You know, you get into all kinds of problems when you start to engage in that type of genocide of species.
All right, I didn't mean to take you off the hook with regard to the 12, the 100, the heavy 100. I saw.
Oh, well, I thought I answered it rather thoroughly.
Did.
It's part of what trade publications do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's what we do. We categorize. We have lists. We have the bests. We have the biggest. We have awards. That's
the
what
biggest?
We do.
I mean, when you talk about biggest, you mean who's the biggest big person physically?
Around the office because of the fact that a number of radio personalities are, shall we say, overweight.
Mm-hmm.
We were thinking of having a panel of the heaviest talk show hosts. Based on weight, not on success.
That's a talkers convention on May 20th. Let's bring in all the heavy hitters. And anybody who weighs 250 pounds, you show up on the panel.
I brought the word heavy into the lexicon of the talk radio business from my background in the music business.
Mm-hmm.
In music radio and in the music industry back when I, you know, really learned how to do all this in the 60s and 70s. People would be called a heavy.
Yeah, he's a heavy.
Heavyweight. And I loved it because it had nothing to do with how heavy they were. It had to do with some kind of physics, I guess, how much mass they had within the gravitational field of the industry.
Well, this guy's a heavyweight. He's a heavy. Right. Like, he's my brother.
Yeah, so when I came up with a heavy 100, you know, the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America, that thing just caught on.
Mm-hmm.
And the term heavy 100 kind of has a nice ring to it. We've been doing it for 25 years.
The egotists among us want to know that we're better than the next guy.
There's egotists in every field, in every organization, in every endeavor. This is not just in our industry.
Well, how could you do this if you weren't an egotist to a point?
The act of going on the air for 3 or 4 hours a day and feeling that your job is to give an opinion immediately about everything that happens in the world.
Right, you got a show then.
That is a total act of ego and arrogance.
Mm-hmm. People actually care what I think about something.
Well, here's the part that's so funny, and this is behind-the-scenes stuff, folks. I know a lot of these people personally. And they're on the radio giving advice to the President of the United States and to the Congress and to the Supreme Court and to the police and to everybody about how to run the world.
And then when they get off the
bankruptcy court. And I know them personally, they can't even run their own laundry list. And then I hear people say to me, have you ever met, you know, Joe Blow? You know, boy, I think he's the smartest guy. And I said, does he influence how you vote and how you live? Oh, yes, absolutely.
Mm.
And I don't say anything, but I roll my eyes. I go, oh, my gosh, this guy is running his life based on advice from a guy that can't do a shopping list.
You know? Oh, my God, it's interesting, but it's funny, and it's part of what we are all about here, the human condition.
Well, this goes all the way up to the top.
Yep.
There have been presidents of the United States, I'm not saying who or what, that the people around them know that they're completely incompetent.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that they're boobs.
Woodrow Wilson would be a pretty good example of that. Some people think that Hoover was an example of that. I don't know who more recently. Some people think George Bush is an example of that. Some people even think Obama is an example of that.
Oh, yeah. Well, certainly a lot of people say Ronald Reagan was not an intelligent man, but that he was a fantastic actor and was able to carry it off.
Right.
I'm not accusing anybody of that. I'm simply saying that just because a person has a position that makes them appear to be important and thus smarter than you, the fact is that they may not belong there. And it takes a while to realize it. Have you ever been in a situation where you've been in a business meeting or you've met somebody and you're sitting at their desk or whatever, and they're an important person in the business, and you're talking to them, and you're not quite tracking what they're saying? It's very hard to figure it out, and you figure it's your fault because obviously they would not be the executive CEO of blah, 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 blah corporation, and you're sitting there. They have to know something you don't know. They have to be smart. And then you get to know them, and you realize, oh, my gosh, the guy is just a dummy, and he's being propped up by his staff. And it takes a while to realize that because you always give the person of authority or fame the benefit of the doubt that they belong there. And it takes a while to catch on to why it seems to be out of sync with reality what they say and do.
Right. I think yes, there's a lot to be said for that. Michael Harrison, he said it. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's Countdown.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We are not serving anybody over 40 today.
Are you for real?
That distressing dialogue is part of an AARP hidden camera food truck experiment about age discrimination. Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP and author of Disrupt Aging, explains the mission behind the project.
The social experiment was our way of bringing a harsh reality out into the open. Age discrimination happens in the workplace every day behind closed doors.
Jenkins says it's time for all of us to disrupt aging by embracing the realities of getting older.
50 is not the new 30, it's 50. And what a great age it is, since people over 50 are actively planning for the next 30 years of life.
According to AARP, in the year 1900, the life expectancy was 47. Today it's 78, and if you make it to 65, you can expect to live 19 more years.
Older people are contributing to society through work and volunteering at record levels, so they're obviously doing all they can to live life to the fullest.
To learn more, visit disruptaging.org.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from Plant Stem Cell Technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email that say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes. All right, we are in the final throes of our conversational time with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, the list of the items that are on the top 10 list. I think you should list twice in that sentence. What do I do about that, Michael? Can we edit that? You should never use the same word in the same sentence. Never. Well, never, never. Any host who does that should be fired.
Fired immediately.
Immediately, not sooner.
The right. Word police.
Mm-hmm. So how much baloney do you think there has been on the air this week?
How much baloney?
Yeah.
I'd say 250 trillion tons.
250 trillion tons.
Yes, yes. Those are big numbers, but we're talking about a lot of baloney.
We are. The heavy hundreds. So.
Far more baloney than could fit in the window of a good deli.
Mm-hmm. You know, I always put you on the spot because I want you to identify the best new person who's on the list this year.
You?
No, I'm not on that.
You reinvented yourself every year.
I know, but I've been on the list since it started.
I don't have the list in front of me, and I could make a mistake. So
you don't like to do that anyway.
Well, I don't. If I say somebody is the best, that'll become a quote that they'll advertise, and I don't want to do that type of endorsement.
Yeah. Okay.
You know. I had to be very careful about those things because I'm a publisher of a trade.
Well, but knowing all the people, that's one of the things that fascinates me. I saw people on that list, and I've been in this business for a good long time. Since 1974, I've been doing talk radio, and I saw people on that list that I didn't know. I don't know who some of those people are.
Well, that's the idea. The idea is to have some fresh faces there every year.
Of course.
Can you imagine? And fresh, just because they're on the list, they're important now because they've gotten the attention of the trade and the observers and the experts, and that they're doing something important.
Right.
So it's a complex process. And people listening should check it out at talkers.com.
Yep. Please do.
Because if they're listening to this show, they're obviously a fan of the medium.
Right. And they obviously need to get a life, too. one way or the other. Yeah, this is
so do we all.
Good stuff. Talkers.com for the list of the heavy 100 talkers. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here on The Countdown.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533. You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does. This time around, we're going to entertain the thoughts of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a lawyer, college professor, one of the country's leading experts on scams. Check out scamicide.com. I like having him here because we can take three or four items that are on the list of the hot topics. For example, the Chicago Police Task Force report. Now the people in Chicago say this will make things worse in Chicago. I don't understand why there isn't a class action lawsuit against that city, the police department, and by the way, the same could be said for Baltimore, I think, Stephen, as well, yeah?
Yeah, those are, you pick out two police departments that have particularly unsavory histories. You know, it's not a matter in those particular cities of a rogue police officer and holding a rogue police officer responsible for actions. You know, this has been systemic racism and excessive violence. The Chicago report didn't pull any punches. You know, heck, I thought it was great. I really thought it was the first step towards improving things. They just hired a new police superintendent who is an African American, and hopefully the city is making some changes. But their track record was absolutely horrendous. And you know, you go back to the shooting of Laquan McDonald, which kind of prompted this, and the city hid that video for a long time that showed he was obviously just shot down without any provocation. So there were city officials that were covering up too.
All right, so speaking of that, let's go to the Will Smith thing in New Orleans. Guy shot, what is it, 8 times in the back, and the fellow who shot him says he shot him in self-defense. The guy's walking back to his car. Now, he may have been going back to his car to get a gun, but you shoot him 8 times in the back, why don't you shoot him in the leg? He shot his wife in the leg, so why don't you shoot him in the leg?
You know, you don't know, you know, when people get into those kind of situations, they're not thinking clearly. And, you know, is someone who is trained as an officer, perhaps, but even there, you know, the officers are trained, you know, to often take the guy down if he's a threat. But on this one, it sure doesn't seem like Will Smith presented much of a threat. And, you know, we got to see a lot more of the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, it's going to be awfully hard to change 8 shots in the back.
Let's talk about the declassification of the September 11th documents, the so-called 28 pages that CBS doesn't have, but they did a whole segment on 60 Minutes last Sunday about it, and it became a healthy discussion topic this past week. What legal means does the public have? Is it just the media, the news media, that can get a hold of this and force the opening up of these 28 pages?
No, it isn't. That's one of the great things here. It isn't just the news media. The news media is using the Freedom of Information Act, which we as citizens also have a right to, and we don't have to show that we have any other interest other than we want to know what our government is doing. Now, the president has said they're going to make a decision on the declassification within the next 60 days, but these 28 pages have to do with Saudi involvement in the attack.
Up to their
9/11.
Mickeys in this.
Yeah. And, you know, this is one of these things where I think ultimately it will be released and people will see what they want. I think what they're going to see from, you know, what I've heard some of the people involved in the commission say is, you know, was this official Saudi government? Probably not. Was there a lot of Saudis involved in this? Were people who may even be in the Saudi government somehow providing aid as senior Saudi officials? Probably. It's going to be messy, but you know, the Saudi government is not exactly a paragon of virtue.
No. All right, speaking of that, the Panama Papers this week, prosecutors trying to get into the law offices and into the bank, but they can't really because there's nothing to find because there's nothing illegal.
Yeah, you know, that to me is the most fascinating thing about this story is, for the most part, and what I've seen, it is the fact of how really abusive the laws are. And so you combine these awful tax laws that allow these people to shelter this money, the bank secrecy laws, and so they're keeping secrets, which no longer are secrets, but you can prosecute all you want. There's nothing there.
There's nothing there.
A lot of people doing bad stuff.
Right, exactly. And they're not, you know, everybody says it was the American CIA who did it to embarrass the Russians. It doesn't make any difference. Embarrassment being one thing, but the legalese here on this shows that there's nothing illegal about what they did. So thanks for the information and the expertise as usual. Attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman with us here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.